Grade 4 Conference, Lecture 4. Continuing the 9 to 10 year change, I also want to speak about the temperaments. Now, here again, we have this fourfold quality. Well, this has been with us since first grade. And here again, I've spoken on earlier occasions about the golden age of temperament. And I think this is quite a misunderstood realm for Waldorf educators. My general research, my feeling about this is that kindergartners have what I would call a proto-temperament or a model temperament, something that they have inherited partly or imitatively gained by looking at their parents' way of acting. Their real temperament does not come until grade one, and it's something that develops and unfolds through the course of grade one. Grade two, the temperament is there very, very strongly, and the fables really speak to this in a wonderful way, to a lesser degree, the saint stories as well. Grade three, this is the high point of the child's life in temperament. Grade four, the temperament starts to give way to what I would call the personality. Now, why is this happening and what does this mean? Temperament is the artistic solution of the etheric body to the problem of working with the physical matter that we give the etheric body today. The etheric body has the task of creating a physical body that will become our instrument of destiny, that will help us walk into the world, act in the world in such a way that our karma can be realized, our karma can be transformed, worked with. And this is why, since the time of the Renaissance, the physical body has been practically worshipped, and why today, you know, we go off to yoga lessons in the mall, or join a gym, or run, or kayak, or whatever, to really keep this physical body in prime shape. We recognize in the depths of our soul that it's very hard to fulfill karma without a physical body. You can't do it in the spiritual world. You may meet your worst enemy in the spiritual world, and you can't do a damn thing about making anything better. You can only do that on the earth. So yes, the physical body is important, and the etheric body has the responsibility. It's our guardian angel in this respect of making that physical body an instrument for karma. But it's very, very difficult in our time where physical matter is so corrupted, so filled with pollutants, toxins, and all of that. The etheric body has to work overtime to do much with it. So what it does is to specialize and to work with 25% of our nature so that we can at least do something to get this physical body formed and moving and finally make it our own. And in some cases, it will work especially with the mineral quality of the physical body that will give us the melancholic temperament. It may find it more helpful to work with the watery, liquid, fluid quality of the physical body, and this will give us the phlegmatic temperament, or with the airy, respiratory side, the breathing qualities of that physical body, that will give us the sanguine. And finally, it may only be able to penetrate slightly that physical nature, only work with the warmth quality that is hovering around the physical body, not be able to penetrate it at all, really. And that strangely gives us the choleric, who seems so incorporated, so strong, in charge of his or her physical nature, and is actually the least incarnated, the least incorporated of the four temperaments. Well, this is old stuff to you, right? You know all that already. You've worked with that. You've struggled with it. And now, just when you're getting to know your children's temperaments and how to really work with them, now, of course, like all good things in the Waldorf world, it comes to an end. And just when you're good at it, it's time to move on. Because those temperaments will persist. They'll be there for the rest of our life. But two things should be happening in fourth grade. Number one, if you have been a good teacher, if the parents have worked with some reasonable degree of success with their child, the child should already be tiring of their first temperament and want to go on to another one. This will manifest in the new friends that the child is making. The old friendships may break apart, not all of them by any means, but there generally is a lot of movement, mobility, and change in the realm of friendships. And this is an age in which cliques start to occur, in which you start to see groups, not in a childish way, but in a more mature, seemingly mature way, like little groups of adults. You start to get these networks within networks forming. In fact, this is also the year for girls where social networking often becomes an activity. However much you forbid it, prohibit it, whatever the school has to say about it, it's probably already happening this summer, and it will definitely be happening through the course of the year. So something is changing in the social relationships because something is changing within the temperamental life of the child. They want something different. They're throwing off the temperament of childhood and looking for the next temperament. Ideally, by the time a young person is 21 or certainly by 28 in the sentient soul period, they should have experienced all four temperaments, and now for the rest of their life, be able to work with any one of them at any given appropriate time. This is what we would call the integration of the soul, the psychological health, adulthood, what it means to be a grown-up. It's really mastering all four temperaments and having them at your disposal as needed. But now, in fourth grade, it's no longer temperament alone because the etheric body isn't the only game in town anymore. It's not the only body that is working actively in the child. The astral body is present as well. And from the astral body, we get our persona, which is a kind of reflection, echo, harbinger of our real self, which lives in the ego and is not yet vouchsafed to make its way to the child. That's still waiting in the wings and has another, 10, 11, 12 years at best, maybe much longer, to be able to show itself in a true way. But the astral body gives us a little hint of that. But it's also, it's a mirroring of the I, of the self. But remember, the astral body is a trickster, playing fast and loose with many things. It's a bit of a distorting mirror. It's a bit of a funhouse experience of looking at oneself and having to laugh. This is the personality. And by personality, I mean something in a very restricted sense. It's really what one of Sigmund Freud's disciples, Alfred Adler, discovered, which is that the personality manifests in two ways only, introversion and extroversion. It's that simple. That, to Adler, constituted the nature of personality, that people will be generally have a tendency to be introverted or extroverted, or a combination of the two, or the way in which those two then meet the introversion and extroversion of others in the social realm. A lot of things can come about through two simple principles like that. And this is important to understand in the nature of the astral body. The etheric body is fourfold. The astral body is twofold. The astral body is all about in and out, joy and sorrow, love and hate, and so on and so on and so forth. Man and woman, I and world, boy and girl. This is personality. This is the basis for personality. All you need are two. Takes two to tango, as the old song said. Once you've got the two, oh my gosh, anything can go on. So it is now the child adding the element of personality to the element of temperament. The temperaments are still there, but they no longer dominate because the very strong astral quality of personality is starting to blend with them. So we have now not just a fourfoldness in the class, an eightfoldness. We have introverted melancholics and extroverted melancholics. We have introverted phlegmatics and extroverted phlegmatics. We have introverted sanguines, if you can believe it. We have extroverted sanguines. We have introverted cholerics and, oh my God, extroverted cholerics. And you could see from especially, obviously, these extroverted forces that are living there, why the buildings and grounds people love fourth graders. Because this energy that comes from these forces of personality, it is just unflagging. It can go on and on and on and on. And it delights in the social interaction of working with a group, of accomplishing things together. It's very wonderful and very beautiful. And meanwhile, the introverted aspect of the temperaments, this deepens things. This starts to bring about a kind of insightful way of going about things. You start to see the first little glimmers, the first little inklings of self-knowledge arising in the children where the introverted forces are strong. So certainly you will have certain children who are one or the other, who are more strongly extroverted, more strongly introverted. But you will also have in their interactions with one another a search for the other. They are beginning to understand, I am half of what I need to be, or one quarter, but certainly half at best. I need others. I need somebody else. So this is another reason that as these personality forces arise, friendships dissolve and new friendships arise. And it's not easy, because the feeling life is matured to a point where children are more awake to social interaction. Their feelings can be hurt, and not just for a day, and not just a few tears. That's sort of solved by the teacher having children shake hands with one another. Now things can go fairly deeply, and they will not always be seen by you. They won't always be under your purview. You're going to miss things. And this is why at this age, you need to be working with your special subject teachers. You need their observations, their insights, because you are never again going to have the whole picture. You probably had less of the whole picture than you even thought you had in grade three, but now it's just a given that the class teacher needs to be working with the group of special subject teachers who will be able to give real insight into the child. And parent work does not become, as some might feel, less important from now on, but actually more important, because you want the parents' insights as well. However mistaken they may be, they are going to be seeing things that remain invisible to you, particularly in the realm of personality. We will go on.